So we have a very beautiful section at the end of our Haftarah this morning, but before I get to it and tell you something about it, I want to say something about weddings. Most people, when they go to a wedding, assume that they are going to see a ceremony. Or if they go to the ketubah signing first, they assume they will see two ceremonies. But in fact, at a wedding, apart from the ketubah signing, you see two ceremonies, not one. Because at every Jewish wedding, there isn't only a nisuin, a wedding, there's also a kiddushin, a betrothal. Even though it's true that you probably asked the person to marry you before the night of the wedding, at least one hopes, the truth is that at the wedding, you are betrothed according to Jewish law. There was a time when people used to get betrothed a year before. But what happened in Jewish history was there were so many dislocations, so many persecutions, so many difficulties, that between the betrothal and the wedding, a lot of times the wedding didn't happen. And then you were left with someone who was betrothed but not married. And since that was a difficult legal problem for the rabbis, they decided that what you would do is you would betroth and get married under the chuppah at the same time. So there would be no break between the betrothal and the wedding, and you would sign the ketubah right before the betrothal and the wedding, since the ketubah is what ties the bride and the groom together legally. So it all happens at about the same time. And when you go to a wedding, you're not seeing one ceremony. You're seeing several ceremonies all at once. That's why, how many cups of wine do you drink at a Jewish wedding? Two. One for the betrothal and one for the wedding. And when you drink the second cup of wine, that's when you take the veil up, because that's when the couple are married. I bring all this up because of the closing words of Hosea in the Haftarah this morning, which are very beautiful, and you can see them if you turn to page 790. And you're going to have to be close to that page in a minute anyway for the Haftarah. And look at that very last page, verse 21. Ve'arastich li le'olam. Here they say espouse, but erusin is betrothal also. I will betroth you forever. I will betroth you with righteousness and justice, with goodness and mercy. I will betroth you with faithfulness, and you shall be devoted to the Lord. See those verses? That's a verse of betrothal. The first part of the ceremony. Now, those verses of betrothal are not actually said at the Jewish wedding ceremony. At least not always. Sometimes they are. I sometimes recite them for a couple, but it's not actually what's in the liturgy. There's a betrothal blessing, and then there's a wedding blessing. But there is a time in the Jewish ritual service when we do say these words of betrothal. It actually happens every morning. And it happens when a man wraps the tefillin around his finger. And when you wrap it around your finger, or these days, when a woman wraps the tefillin around her finger, you say, Ve'erastich li le'olam, because that each morning is the moment when you are betrothing yourself to God. And that idea that you're putting a sort of ring on your finger each morning and betrothing yourself to God is a very beautiful idea. And you know what the ketubah is between God and Israel? The Torah. The Torah, say the rabbis, is our ketubah. And the chuppah was Mount Sinai. So we stood at the chuppah, received our ketubah, and we betrothed ourselves each morning. And we renew our vows once a year, really more than once a year, but especially once a year on what holiday? Shavuot. Because Shavuot is the holiday in which we celebrate the giving of the ketubah, that is, the giving of the Torah. So all of this suggests that our tradition sees the relationship of Israel and God as that of a bride and groom, that it's tied together by love, that it has a ketubah, that it has a betrothal. All of this is contained in these words from Hosea, because if you see who's saying these words, ve'erastich li leolam, God is saying them to Israel. God's saying, I will betroth you. So each morning we say it back to God, I will betroth you. Because obviously every betrothal has to be mutual. And so God and Israel and God follow each other as a bride and groom. And that, by the way, is the imagery that not only Hosea uses, but all the prophets use of the relationship between God and Israel. It is that of a bride and a groom. And each morning, as you wrap the tefillin around your finger, you're reminded of this relationship by saying these words, these very beautiful words from Hosea, right? That I will betroth you to me forever. And those words are even suggested, V'yadata et Adonai. And you will know God. But what is Yodea also mean in the Bible? It means the way that a man and a woman know each other, right? When Adam and Eve leave the Garden of Eden, the first thing they do is V'adam yada et chava ishto. Adam came to know his wife Eve, and you understand what I mean by came to know, right? It's Shabbos morning in Shul, I won't be more explicit than that. But you know what I mean when I say came to know. And that's, in other words, it's obviously not saying you have the same physical relationship with God, but it's saying the same intimacy that exists between a husband and a wife in the act of knowing is the intimacy and love that exists between Israel and God. So it's really a very, very beautiful and wonderful Haftarah, and we are delighted to be able to read it this morning. Let's invite everyone in.